Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to How to Date, a show about how to master the messy, complex, and downright bizarre world of dating when you really didn't think you'd be back here again. I'm your host, Dr. Amantha Imber. I'm a psychologist, I'm 1 year out of my marriage, I'm a mum, and I'm immersed in the world of online dating.
Hi, I'm also your host, Monique Robin. I'm a mum of 4 kids and a yoga teacher trying to find men who like me rather than my limber joints.
So we're back for another hot tip episode. And Monique, I know you have got one for us today that you actually tried out, I think last night on the phone. Is that right?
Correct, Amantha. So as a yoga teacher, it took me many years to learn how to hold space for people and not need to fill it. And I feel like that is definitely the hallmark of a more advanced teacher, because when you first start teaching yoga, you feel the need to talk the whole class, and really all people want or need is stillness. And the theory is that when you allow for stillness, eventually after the fluctuations of the mind where you're like, why isn't she talking? Oh, awkward. They start thinking in a way that's really aligned with whatever it is that brings them to that yoga practice. So I had this theory that I really need to test what comes up when people are forced to sit in silence and to have that space. So I experimented last night. I made a pact with myself to have a telephone conversation with a guy. And I'm going to say specifically telephone because I feel that if you're on video, even if you are allowing for silence, they can fill that space by, you know, playing with their hair, reaching for a drink, having a sip. There's not as much pressure on them to talk. And so last night I decided to have a conversation with a guy and create space for him.
I.e. just shut up and be silent.
Yeah. Now, that is something that took me many years to be able to do. I'm a person that really likes to fill space, and I don't like people feeling awkward. But the truth is, once they get past that period of stillness, their truth comes out.
Okay, so tell me, what were some examples from last night's conversation?
Okay, so I was telling him we were having a bit of a jovial conversation about horror dates and stuff like that, and I was telling him about this 11 a.m. date I had at a cafe, and he said, oh, I don't like 11 a.m. dates at cafes.
Hmm.
And he was really, really adamant about it. And I said, oh, why not? And his first comment, which was the initial comment where you don't really have space to reflect and it's what you tell yourself, was like, oh, the atmosphere is just too stark. It's usually not comfortable in a cafe and it's just a bit awkward. And that's where I didn't respond.
So you were just quiet?
I was just quiet. I didn't even go, oh. I just went silence. And I know from being a yoga teacher, that's when the fluctuations of the mind start. And he's like, why isn't she responding? This is what I'm sure is happening. Oh, did I say the wrong thing? Oh, but then what happens is he thinks, oh, I better keep explaining. Maybe she didn't understand. And that's when he discovers his own truth. And he says, I feel really awkward unless the room is dark. I feel like I'm in a spotlight. I feel like I have nothing to say. And so then they start talking and then I feel like they're talking small talk, and that makes me really irritable and uncomfortable. And then I, in my head, I've already blocked that person from being a prospective future date.
Wow. So all this comes out when you're just quiet.
When you allow somebody the space to find their truth, it will come. And it's a really big thing to be able to do. It takes a lot of restraint, but it's also really good for their self-awareness as well.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's going to come, isn't it? What are some other examples of what you learned through just being quiet?
So one of the things I talked to him about was a relationship and why it ended and how it didn't work out. And I said, what's your like usual issue or something like that in a relationship? And he said, the last girl I went out with, she was a bit crazy. And I'm like, silence. And because I wanted, that was a really dismissive, untruthful response. Just, and also it's not owning your stuff. That's projecting. And then he goes, yeah, this is after the silence. Yeah, I'm just one of those people that I'm all in or all out. And I find that what often happens to me is that I'm obsessed with a girl for like 6 months. And then I have a light bulb moment, like an epiphany, where I'm like, nah, not into her anymore.
Wow.
Yeah. So he has basically just said to me, I'm really black and white. There's no gray area with me. And I think that's really telling.
Very. And did it make you think differently about investing energy into this person?
Yes. It makes me very cautious because I feel that his initial feelings towards me may not be his long-term feelings. They may not be sustainable. And I also think what is most interesting about it in terms of going into either, say, future dates with a bit more knowledge is that his go-to response was to project it onto the woman. Oh, she was a bit crazy. And that's, but then upon self-reflection, he actually owned his stuff, but not in a way that I necessarily could manage because I really do need consistency in my life.
Definitely. Yeah. Wow. That's amazing that just being quiet, forcing yourself to be quiet, has brought up something that is just a great shortcut to go, actually, probably not worth investing, you know, potentially several dates, weeks or months until he falls madly in love with you and then one day decides that he's not. So you've, you
exactly
know, potentially saved yourself a bit of time and pain there.
But what I also find interesting is also just how contrasting someone's truth is once they've been forced to think about it to their initial response.
It's so different, isn't it?
It is so different. And we all do it because we all don't like stillness and space because it's exactly what we need and we never like what we need.
So to apply this tip, because I imagine, I mean, I feel uncomfortable even thinking about being quiet because I'm definitely someone that jumps in to fill space, as I'm sure many listeners are. What are some things so that we're not spending years in yoga class trying to hone this skill? Like, what can we do to get better at it instantly?
Seriously, like, as stupid as this may sound, because it's so hard to do, is put yourself on mute.
That's like, awesome.
I'm not even joking. But seriously, if you need to, do 10 squats. Work on your glute strength while you're holding space.
That's awesome. I love it. So really today's hot tip, just mute yourself instead of talking. I love it. Thanks, Monique. That's
no
gold.
No worries. Namaste.
That is it for today's show. If you have enjoyed How to Date, why not share it with other people that you think could benefit from some of the advice that we are offering? And if you enjoyed this episode, we would love to get your feedback. Please leave us a review in Apple Podcasts or wherever you listened to this show from. And we will see you next time.
See you soon.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.